Recorded Books presents A Tall, Dark Trouble by Vanessa Montalban. Narrated by Rebecca Soler.
For all those who crossed seas and borders for a better life, and to those who never made it. To all the haves that make me whole. Author's note. With A Tall, Dark Trouble, I wanted to write a story that explored the conflicting and harmonious parts of a multicultural upbringing, including the secrets, stories, trauma, and resilience that are passed down and fused to form a new identity that straddles generations and borders. Although this is a work of fiction, I have woven together fantastical and historical elements to tell the story of the Sanchez women. While the experiences of the characters are invented, I referenced the real oppression under Fidel Castro's regime and real events such as the 1980 Mariel boatlift, an exodus that brought an estimated 125,000 Cuban asylum seekers to the United States, my father among them. Similarly, while the references to magic in the novel are purely imaginative, they're undoubtedly interconnected with my superstitions, folklore, and religious inheritance. Alongside the invented magic practiced by the Sanchez family and by the fictitious Palomas, I've also included depictions of real Afro-Cuban religions and religious practices, including Regla de Ochaifa, often also referred to as Santería or Lucumí, which are part of the rich cultural heritage of Cuba. My hope is that, through a fictional lens, readers come away with a broader understanding of a syncretized, African, diasporic religion that is often misrepresented and misunderstood, and which has often been the target of anti-Black sentiment and religious persecution. The references in my book are not intended to teach or disclose any specific practices, nor are they meant to be a definitive depiction of Regla de Ochaifa. Santería, which was developed in Cuba following the slave trade and then brought to the United States by immigrants, is heavily syncretized. So religious rituals, practices, and even terminology can vary greatly from practitioner to practitioner and from region to region. Some practices fuse elements of Yoruba, Catholicism, and European spiritism. Other practices are more closely based on the religion's African roots. Lastly, please note that in my novel, I have used the term brujería or brujo-bruja to denote someone who practices a magic unique to this fictional world. I do not use the term to reference practitioners nor practices of Regla de Ochaifa, Santería, Palo Mayombe, or any other Afro-Cuban religion. There is a disconnect that comes with the generational displacement of the diaspora, one that I can only begin to bridge through my creative exploration and imagination. Children of the diaspora, I hope you can relate and find peace within these pages. Vanessa Montalban. An Introduction to the World and Magic of A Tall, Dark Trouble. Maldeados, a lost spirit unable to transition to the afterlife, who has been captured and forced to obey the demands of a bruja. Derived from maldecido, the Spanish word for cursed. Orden de las Palomas, secret order of powerful brujos that protect the Cuban president, known as El Comandante. Elder, the most powerful brujos in La Orden de las Palomas, who have direct contact with El Comandante. Guardia, second in command to the elders, they are apprentices training to take the elders' places in La Orden. Vasallos, human followers of La Orden de las Palomas with no magical abilities. El Ojo, bruja or brujo who has the power to see visions from touching emotionally charged objects, like Ofelia Sanchez. La Lengua, bruja or brujo who can taste emotions, like Delphi Sanchez. Magia del Alma, the spiritual source of a brujo or brujo.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?